Douglas Evelyn, Sugar Hill, and thank you for this opportunity, and thank you all for your patience. My wife's roots go back to Bath, Upper Village, in the 18th century. We're the third generation of the family that has owned property in Sugar Hill. We moved up here after retirement in the Mid-Atlantic 7 years ago. People asked why New Hampshire. I said we love its beauty and its elemental quality. I didn't think that one of the elements we would be dealing with would be Hydro-Quebec and Northeast Utilities. But here we are, and we are passionately opposed to this project for a variety of reasons. I want to say something about the beauty of this landscape. I think it comes from the grandeur of the mountains and the valleys and the hills, but it also comes from the scale and the intimate qualities of our built landscape. And that is what makes it particular. And I think that there are a few structures in that built landscape that rival these towers. These towers exceed or certainly challenge our church steeples, our town halls. And that will change. It will affect this whole region. I find that we are the doormat to Hydro-Quebec's markets, to New England. The Northern Pass pass-through will permanently damage what I believe is an international resource, these mountains. It's not just our mountains. It's an international resource. People come here from all over the world, and 2 weeks from now, you're going to see the busload stopping with photographers from Japan or wherever, photographing the trees. This project will depress our tax base, our tourist-based economy, incentives for regional alternative energy investments. It will damage our unique landscapes and our habitats. There's no benefit to New Hampshire. We've talked about the Weeks Act tonight and what it did to recover this landscape from the degradation of corporate activity in the 19th century. We are the stewards today for the next generation. I ask the national that we get the national help that the Weeks Act provided a century ago. We get it today to stop this project at the border. It's a bad project. Even if it's buried, it will come out of the ground again. Given the disingenuousness of the corporate proponents of this, I have no doubt that in the future there will be some way to bring those lines up out of the ground. Thank you for listening.